Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey everybody, producer Ryan here. Just a quick heads up that the audio on this episode isn't the best at the beginning, but then it clears up at about 16 minutes in, and then there's a quick dropout where about 15 seconds of audio is lost, and then the rest of the episode sounds just fine. So if the poor audio is really bothering you, just skip ahead to about 16 minutes in, or if it's not that big a deal, enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies. Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in.
I swear to you that I was not back there running the music. I was just like, play it once all the way through. Hey, everybody! My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Traverse City Film Festival in Traverse City, Michigan! Oh yeah, here we go. Here we are in the Old Town Playhouse, OTP. Yeah, you know me. It's Wednesday, August 1st, 2018, and I'd like to see some pure Michigan name tags. I saw that one on the internet today, Mary Annihilation. Very nice work there. And your name's Marianne? I'm smart. Dominions. What's your name, dude? Dom. So you added Dom to Minions. Dom Minions. I love it. Mission Dan Possible? Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. No, great job, dude. Tracy Hart instead of Crazy Hart. I like it. Mark of the Penguins. There's lots of good ones. We've established that, I think. We've got a couple of rank amateurs there on the side that wrote stuff on a 8x5 piece of white paper. The dude closest to the wall, what does yours say? Cole Sablanca, because your name is Cole? You just scribbled that on a piece of paper. I think you have a chance tonight. These people that put in all this hard work, they won't feel bad. All right, and what's the one next to you? You point at him. What's it say? Broke Back Matthew. Okay, I hope you get chosen. Who doesn't love Brokeback Matthew? All right, but great job, everybody. I know you're, you know, this is a film festival, so, you know, if you're attending the festival, you got to really get it together to make name tags, so I appreciate even Colsa Blanca for his efforts. Doug plugs. Got lots of stuff going on here in Traverse City. Friday night, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of the classic film Twister over at the State Theater at... It's at, I call it a midnight movie, but for some reason the start time is listed as 11:59, and I guess that has something to do with state laws or something, or being near a lake. And if you like things that are free, be sure to come see me and other funny folk. Probably my guests here tonight will be there. We're going to do a panel about comedy as we do every year, but now it's no longer early in the morning. It's at 3 in the afternoon, and... Today I got conflicting reports. It's either at the City Opera House or here at the Old Town Playhouse, so just go to both. That'll be on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And then I've also got a Douglas Movies back in Los Angeles at the UCB Theater on Tuesday, and then shows coming up in Orlando, Las Vegas, Cleveland, Kansas City, and more. For all the deets and dates, go to DouglasMovies.com. Oh no, we got an Eagle hater in the front row. Who could say enough of the Eagle? That's not patriotic. But yeah, people have decided to call at the end of that, and I don't know. Maybe I just won't say my website name anymore. That's the only way I can think of to get them to stop. We got three guest chairs. Now, there's always a lot of great filmmakers here at the Traverse City Film Festival, but there's not a lot of uproarious comedy. These are movies that change lives, not, you know, Beer Fest, which changed my life. But it just pushed me closer to weed, is all that did. But I'm just saying that, you know, by Saturday for the comedy panel, I think we'll have a good group of filmmakers. But someone that was going to join us tonight, his plane was late. And then there's another person that was suggested, but I just don't. I was like, you know what? I think the third guest should be an attendee of the Traverse City Film Festival. And his name is Colsa Blanca. No. Of all the theaters and all the countries and all the world, you walked into mine. Play it, Sam. Believe me, I'm going to run out of Colsa Blanca references really fast, but I do know this. This is the beginning of a wonderful friendship. How's the line go? It's a beautiful, it's a classic line, and I'm like, this has been an okay relationship starter. To determine who the third player is going to be, I want to see a show of hands of people. Let me tell you all the stipulations. Let me get out all the stipulations, because one of them is you can't be wearing teal. So you are already out, sir. Keep that hand down. Oh, you're going to go shirtless on me. You know how I love Bert Kreischer. For those of you that have never listened to Douglas Movies or been to this here before, we usually have three amazing guests. Tonight we have two great guests and one person that's amazing in this audience. That's what you have to be to raise your hand, sir. Amazing. You have to know movie trivia. You have to be a listener of the show so you don't get too confused by the games. Did a guy over there just go, fuck? I was so in until he said that. And you have to be willing to come up here. And I don't think we got stairs installed. So there's a chair right there. I put that there. I didn't think it would last. Because that seems sketchy. It seems like a dangerous way to get up onto the stage. There's someone here who will actually escort people down a hallway. And it's going to be great. So I need three people. So now go ahead and raise your hands if you want to be one of those people. Have you been on this stage before? Yeah, so you're disqualified. His efforts. Doug Plugs, got lots of stuff going on here in Traverse City. Friday night, I'm doing a Benson movie interruption of the classic film Twister over at the State Theater at I call it a midnight movie, but for some reason, the start time is listed as 11:59, and I guess that has something to do with state laws or something, or being near a lake. And if you like things that are free, be sure to come see me and other funny folk. Probably my guests here tonight will be there. We're going to do a panel about comedy as we do every year, but now it's no longer early in the morning. It's at 3 in the afternoon. And today I got conflicting reports. It's either at the City Opera House or here at the Old Town Playhouse. So just go to both. That'll be on Saturday at 3 o'clock. And then I've also got a Douglas Movies back in Los Angeles at the UCB Theater on Tuesday. And then shows coming up in Orlando, Las Vegas, Cleveland, Kansas City, and more. For all the deets and dates, go to DouglasMovies.com. Oh no, we got an Eagle hater in the front row. Who could say enough of the Eagle? That's not patriotic. But yeah, people have decided to caw at the end of that, and I don't know. Maybe I just won't say my website name anymore. That's the only way I can think of to get them to stop. We got three guest chairs. Now, there's always a lot of great filmmakers here at the Traverse City Film Festival, but there's not a lot of uproarious comedy. These are movies that change lives, not, you know, Beer Fest, which changed my life. But it just pushed me closer to weed, is all that did. But I'm just saying that, you know, by Saturday for the comedy panel, I think we'll have a good group of filmmakers, but someone that was going to join us tonight, his plane was late, and then there's another person that was suggested, but I just don't... I was like, you know what? I think the third guest should be an attendee of the Traverse City Film Festival. And his name is Cole Sablanca. No. Of all the theaters and all the countries and all the world, you walked into mine. Play it, Sam. Okay, so believe me, I'm going to run out of Cole Sablanca references really fast, but I do know this. This is the beginning of a wonderful friendship. How's the line go? It's a beautiful, it's a classic line, and I'm like, this has been an okay relationship starter. To determine who the third player is going to be, I want to see a show of hands of people. Let me tell you all the stipulations. Let me get out all the stipulations, because one of them is you can't be wearing teal. So you are already out, sir. Keep that hand down. Oh, you're going to go shirtless on me. You know how I love Bert Kreischer. For those of you that have never listened to Douglas Movies or been to this here before, we usually have three amazing guests. Tonight we have two great guests and one person that's amazing in this audience. That's what you have to be to raise your hand, sir. Amazing. You have to know movie trivia. You have to be a listener of the show, so you don't get too confused by the games. Did a guy over there just go, fuck? I was so in until he said that. And you have to be willing to come up here, and I don't think we got stairs installed, so there's a chair right there. I put that there. I didn't think it would last. Because that seems sketchy. It seems like a dangerous way to get up onto the stage. There's someone here who will actually escort people down a hallway, and it's going to be great. So I need three people. So now go ahead and raise your hands if you want to be one of those people. Have you been on this stage before? Yeah, so you're disqualified. But you were great that one time you were on. Okay, so let me just see which three people. That guy, that hand wave is really, it's working for me for some reason. Could you come up here, sir? Yeah, but yeah, just go see her down there. Where's the lady that really wants to play? Yeah, you right there going like that. Yeah. I'm so scared to describe people. Hey, Baldy, go to the back. All right, and wow, everybody's pointing at one person. That scares me. That scares me as a concept. I like people that are a little bit more docile up here. I love, how old is this child you're holding? 5 months old. Thank God a five-month-old baby is here. Because it's never too early for a baby to hear fucking swear words. It looks like, is that baby going to make it through this whole thing? But you're ready to run out if the baby starts crying? No, you're just going to sit there and let us all suffer? This isn't an airplane, lady. Well, I'm having fun. That's all that matters. All right. I like this dude here with the red stripes and the, yeah, I like your demeanor. You're the opposite of the guy that was doing all the gestures. Yeah, but just go ahead there up to the back and they'll show you where to come. And while all of them are being escorted in, I will tell you what I saw today at the festival. I saw a movie called Diane, and which is great to see on a marquee. Diane. Just a lady's first name. What's happening over here?
Some helpers in the line. And I.
And you're gifting them with a free popcorn? The listeners of this podcast would be like, who just suddenly had a microphone? All right, so I'll tell you about Diane later. Let me just say, I won't tell you her last name. Hey, you guys, everybody take a seat. And let's start with you, young lady. What's your name?
My name is Erica.
Erica, okay. And where are you from, Traverse City?
No, I'm from Ann Arbor.
Oh, okay. But a Michigander nonetheless. Yeah, okay. Yes. And what do you do there?
I work for the Great Lakes Commission.
Ooh. Are there any, like, just, you know, lake commissions that are only so-so?
No, we're the best.
Come on, best new friend. Laugh at that one. All right. So the Great Lakes, and you...
I protect the Great Lakes.
You protect them. Well, okay. Congratulations. You're my favorite. All right, dude. What's your name? And I wish I had known both you guys were wearing shorts, because that's just not... Who do you think you are, Michael Moore? All right, so what's your name, sir?
I'm John.
John. Sorry for calling you, sir. And what do you do, John?
Until very recently, I did color...
Dude, you couldn't just... I forgot her name. You couldn't help me out?
It's Erica.
Erica, thank you.
It's Erica,
John.
Doug. It's Erica.
Thanks for your help, John.
Sorry.
And who's that guy to your left?
Matt. No idea.
All right. Doesn't play well with others. I'm getting the picture. Your name's Matt?
Yes.
Hey, Matt.
Hello.
How's it going?
Great.
What do you do? Where are you from?
I live in Traverse City, and I work in commercial real estate.
Okay. And you think you'll be good at this?
No.
Okay. This is so much fun, because... I'm going to ask you each a question. You all get the same question. We'll start with you down there, Matt. All you have to do is tell me. It's like beauty pageant style. Why? What makes you the best of the people on stage for being a guest on my show? And after the three of you have spoken, you each get 2 hours to talk. And 6 hours from now, I'm going to wake the audience up, and then you all get to vote on who you would like to stay. You, the audience, are going to decide which one of these three people gets to participate in the show today. But you've already participated up to this point, so congratulations on that. Matt, why should you be my third guest tonight?
The best reason I can come up with is I've been to every one of these since you've been coming to Traverse City.
So maybe you've seen five or six of them?
Yeah, I think so.
In that ballpark?
I think this would be my seventh, yeah.
Seventh? Okay. Because we did it the defunct comedy festival, we did it there.
Yes.
And then a bunch of times at the film festival. Okay. All right, Matt. I don't feel strongly about you winning, but I appreciate your support, and I'm very grateful that you come to the show every time. John?
Hi, Doug. I have never been here before. It's my first time at the festival here.
Okay.
I live in New York City. I've seen you in New York at the Gramercy several times.
Okay.
Listening to the podcast for, 10 years now? How long is it? I don't know. However long you've had it on.
Yeah, that's not great to ask me that.
That's true. That's true.
I'm a big fan. I've been listening since. How long do you reckon it's been going on? But I think we're pushing 12 years, maybe.
Is it 12? Wow.
I think maybe, yeah.
Yeah. No, since the very beginning. And I love your comedy. I love movie trivia. And, the marriage of the two is just a lovely thing. And I'm very happy to be here. So, thanks.
Awesome. I got no arguments with that answer, except I do appreciate Matt's brevity.
You said 2 hours.
I should have said, raise your hand if you want to get up here and get roasted. Just going to make fun of everybody. Erica, please answer the same question.
I, too, have been listening to the podcast since the beginning, but this is my first DLM taping live, so I'm very excited. And I grew up with the Leonard Maltin movie guide in my household.
Oh.
But I'll probably get nervous and choke up here.
Yeah, and we're not going to play the Leonard Maltin game, but, I feel like you'd be all right in the games if you have that book and studied it. Okay, guys, this is it. Audience vote. And only clap for one person. make the person who comes in third really know it. Let's start with Matt. Everybody, who wants Matt to stay on the stage? Solid. That was a good reaction. Who wants John to stick around? How you feeling, Erica?
Nervous.
Yeah?
But I protect the Great Lakes.
Oh, shit. Last minute plea. How about Erica? Goodbye, the patriarchy. Thanks for coming, John and Matt. I appreciate your attendance and your enthusiasm. Oh, what a good sport. Matt's like, see ya. Good luck, Erica. Now, could people know that you were on this? Like, you're not listening to it while you should be saving lakes. You know what I mean? Like,
just when I'm driving to go save lakes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, you got to drive. You got to sit in that traffic. You might as well listen to me. And okay, so we could say your last name on the show?
Yes.
Okay, so what is it, Erica?
Jensen.
Oh, okay. S-S-E-N?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so please, just for formality, if you could get up and go to the wings here on the left, someone will show you where to stand, and I will bring you out with the other two guests right after I talk about this amazing prize bag. Because it's a, you saw me wearing it when I walked in. It's like a backpack bag that is from Comic-Con in San Diego. And it says Aquaman on it. And it's got, since it's so big, I was able to put a bunch of stuff in here, including a poster that a guy made of American Werewolf in London. Oh, I wrote his info on the back. I'm so smart. Gonzo1392 on Twitter and Gonzo the Nerd Art at Instagram. He makes stuff like that, and it's really cool. And then we got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. Oh, Erica, don't forget to bring something for the prize bag. we got a hat from True TV. On the back it says super casual. And then from my the bag they gave me for coming to this lovely festival, I'm not going to be around long enough to redeem this, one free week at Yen Yoga and Fitness. Yeah, and after that free week, I'm sure they're like, thanks for coming. We're not going to press you to get a to come back. It was good knowing you. Some Douglas movie stickers. Oh, this is fun. A cassette tape of the comedy of Tiffany Haddish. And, did you guys know that Paul Newman did salad dressing, popcorn, and also mints? These are Paul Newman's own mints? So that's amazing, right? Salad, popcorn, and mints. That's a three-course meal. Thanks to good old Paul Newman. Oh, some earplugs. And, I'm sorry, 3M classic earplugs. You know, in case you're worried about what style of earplugs they are, these are classic. Just like Colsa Blanca. And then this thing is a little light that you can put on your keychain or something, and I can't get it to work. So it's either broken or I am dumb. But all of that's in the prize bag, plus the stuff brought by my guests. Should we get them out here? All right, you know and love all three of these guests. They've all been on the show before. You don't know how to wait for your own name?
No, we're standing.
Okay, don't. It's okay. We'll talk about it later. Okay, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later. I don't know how to get people to understand. It's a podcast. We would know the audience would not be able to hear all that stuff he was saying. But anyway, I'm all paranoid. Why are they coming out again? Eric, I love it if Erica really did tell Sam to go, even though he hadn't said his name yet. Please give it up for Jeff Tate, Erica Jensen, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine, a.k.a. Lil Logan. All right, let's say hi to them individually, starting with, this is only her second time on the show. Erica Jensen is here, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Now, in those few moments that you were backstage, were lakes saved or protected?
Always.
Yeah, you got some important lake texts while you were back there?
I did.
I love it. Always taking care of business. I appreciate you taking time out to be on the show. Also joining us, this is his third appearance on the program. It's funny, whichever one of you I say now. You've both been on a lot. It's Jeff Tate, everybody! Oh. See, I forgot. I should have introduced you last. Let's hear it for Sam Levine!
Thank you. Thank you. And also, apologies to the stage manager who I was cross with, but she was like, Jeff and I were talking, she's like, he said my guess, he said your names, get out there. And I was like, I don't, and then I wandered out, and I apologize about that. I don't like
That's
to throw
like
off the
when
show.
They pushed you out in front of all the other students at the assembly in your underwear.
I can't believe Sam is calling me a stagehand. We've known each other for years.
It was a two-person effort. Jeff said yes, and lovely
gal.
I was like,
yeah, man, get out there, Sam.
She said yes. So, we didn't want to make you wait, Doug.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure.
And it's good to see you.
It's nice to see you.
Welcome to the festival. This is your second Traverse City Film Festival.
Yes, this is 2 years in a row for me, and I'm thrilled to be back. And I saw some good movies last year, and I've already seen a few good ones. And, of course, the most attractive audience in the country.
You know, you're not competing to get a spot on the show tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at pandering.
Okay, so I was starting to tell everybody about the movie Diane. We saw it together. What were your thoughts on Diane?
It's a character-driven film, first off. There's no explosions or car chases. I imagine it is a movie that was not conceived for a straight, unmarried man in his 30s. But that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it. I imagine if you were
Talk more about that other guy.
I imagine if you were a woman above the age of 40 and maybe had a child, this movie would speak a lot to you. Okay. So I encourage all of the women, and that's a lot of people, by the way, in that group I just described. They should all see the movie.
That's plenty of people that have a big, huge hit.
Yeah, there you go.
No, the it's an underserved audience.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Michael Moore says people in this town could not get enough of Book Club, and I'm guessing those people were that demo you just spoke of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it played here for weeks, I guess, over at the State Theater. And they get a new movie every week. They had to keep it.
Wow.
And everyone was like, Book Club. And then there's that great bookstore right next door.
Yeah.
So you can go in there and talk about movies.
You guys got anything me and my lady pals can beat off to? Isn't that what that movie's about?
Were you just doing a female character when you said that?
That was my impression of Candace Bergen.
Murphy Brown uses the expression beating off all the time, and I just love it.
In real life, Murphy Brown doesn't. She's a professional news person.
Oh, that's true.
But Candace Bergen in real life, probably she can say anything she wants.
We're going to find out soon, the new Murphy Brown.
What?
They're bringing Murphy Brown back. You know that.
Is that?
Yeah, they're bringing it back.
But Eldon is dead. I don't want to watch it.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, with no Robert Pastorelli, he really carried that show.
Okay.
He's going to paint her house.
How many times have I told you to save this shit for Doug Loves TV? It's Jeff Tate, everybody! They did it the first time. And I was like, that's why I wanted to introduce him third, because I forgot, Sam, that they'd all start chanting his name.
Oh, that's lovely. Tate.
It's a thing now, Tate, yeah. Tate. It's a thing that happens now. Is it going to your head, Jeff?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I mean, I forgot they did it already. And then when they started again, I was like, oh, yeah, it's nice of them.
So we have the prize bag that I have filled with stuff that I brought, but each of you brought something tonight. Thank you for that. Tell us what you have for the bag, Erica.
I brought a Jeff Tate CD.
Oh, okay.
It's not signed, though.
Oh, it's not signed? Well, let's fix that. Let's get your signature on it, Erica.
You gotta sign that thing.
She's gonna sign it. Beautiful. That is great. That is a great gift. Jeff Tate, people are what people make them. Signed by Erica Jensen. What do you have there, Jeff?
I also have a copy of my album, The People Are What People Make Them. I brought two. I thought I only brought one, but I brought two. So here you go. All right, now you'll have two. Some lucky winner will have two of those. Give one to a friend.
All right, let me sign this one.
It's like the perfect way to remember that you could listen to that on Spotify. You just look at it and be like, oh yeah, this is probably on YouTube. And I brought Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Litter. Listen.
Now, Jeff, before you go too hard on this movie, it was made locally.
I'm not going to go hard on it. I'm giving it away because I've got this one already.
Is that for real?
Yeah, I got it in a different prize bag. Like a couple years ago. And I haven't watched it because I can't find Dog Man 1 anywhere. But this sentence right here, the first sentence of the description is this: it's been a year since the Dogman terrorized this Midwestern community and nearly killed Hank Purvis, but now things have settled down and everyone has gotten back to their routine. In just 1 year, the whole town went from not knowing about a dog man to being okay with there being a dog man. In just one calendar year, they're like, what the fuck is that? Oh, a dog man. And then a year later, they're like, yeah, dog man. Get your dog man shirts and snow globes and shit. We sell dog man stuff here. You pass that down. I don't even care if dog man shows up in that one. Just a town that's cool with a dog man. I want to hear stories about people in that town.
But there's a litter of grown dog man pups.
How did I not get offered one of those parts?
Oh my God. And then I think they made a pun without even meaning to. There's these dog man pups embarking on their terrifying destiny and standing over 7 feet tall. They are a bad batch. They have to be stopped.
Wait, they're 7 feet tall dog pups? Dog pup mans?
The tagline on the front is, they're not just pups anymore. So is that what Dog Man 1 was about? Is puppy dog men? I almost didn't put it in the bag. I apologize. I tried to keep it. Sam, what have you got for us?
All right. We got these Green Town Foods apple chips, because I know everybody likes a good apple chip. Hang on to this for me.
Since you have a whole bag of shit, you can just pass the bag when you get to the... You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's probably a better idea. All right, I have, let's see. I have some chocolate from...
I changed my mind. Give me the apple chips.
Murdoch's fudge.
What?
Look, the latest issue of Spirituality and Health. Let's see, some...
I was going to see right into her chakra.
That's a great joke, dude.
No, I didn't want that.
I just wanted the chips. Shame the audio-only crowd will have no idea. Look, some seaweed snacks. Everybody throws those out eventually. Some wine or champagne. Yeah, it's sparkling wine. There you go. That's exciting. And, you want me to hang on to this? And then, of course, Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Litter. Because...
You couldn't call each other and, you know, one of you bring Dog Man 1?
It didn't work out that way, but here's what I want. Obviously, the winner of this prize bag is going to have 2 copies of Dog Man 2. Do not give one away. Keep them both next to each other on your shelf. And then when people ask about it, offer no explanation. Just
yeah,
be like...
Act like you can't even see them.
Yeah.
Like, be like, what are you talking about? There haven't been Dogman DVDs for years. Yep. Our Dogman DVD died on this mantle 14 years ago.
Hey, Jeff, are you still a baby thief? Because I'm worried about this kid in the front row.
No.
You gave that up?
I have not stolen a baby in like maybe 2 years.
Good for you.
There's a baby here. That's not a bit.
No, there really is a baby right over there. And the baby's loving the show. Laughs at everything you've said.
That's why I got to skew younger.
That's why they brought the baby. The baby's a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I do good with babies. I'm a baby's best comic. What?
I'm sorry I even made that joke, Jeff.
And that baby's laughing his ass off.
We'll see how that goes. One more question before we get to the game portion of the show. Erica, what was the last movie that you saw?
The last movie I saw was Leave No Trace.
Oh, okay. Did you saw it here?
I did not.
Oh. But it was playing this afternoon. That's another movie Sam saw today.
I should have lied and said I did.
Yeah, it's okay. And what did you think of Leave No Trace?
It was good.
Yeah? What's it about?
It's about a father and daughter who are living in the woods outside of Portland.
Okay, I'm out.
Yep. It's not very uplifting.
Yeah, nothing good could happen to a father and daughter living in the woods outside of Portland?
He's a veteran with PTSD.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it's not very uplifting to talk
about. Do you know who the two actors are playing those parts?
I think the lead actor is Ben Foster.
Oh, yeah, he's always good, but scary. He always plays scary characters.
He's not scary in this.
Okay, good.
And I can't remember the actress's name who plays the daughter.
Sam?
Nope.
All right, well, you're both eliminated. Congratulations, Jeff.
I totally know her name, but I'm not even going to say it.
She's very good.
Wow. She's good, though?
She's really good.
All right, cool. Jeff, what was the last movie you saw?
Mission Impossible Fallout. It is the best movie I've ever seen. It is, oh my God, it is unbelievable. It is the best movie. I've seen it twice. I smiled the whole time. I just was like, look at him go, right? Like that's, look at him.
So is that going to be a good movie for you and the other ladies to beat off to?
I mean, I don't know if they got, is there a novelization of it that we can all read? Isn't that what that movie was about? They all got 50 Shades of Grey?
I think so, yes.
And then what, they just read it and didn't beat off to it? I'm sorry that I've read between the lines.
I think the book just changed their lives. It's like a bunch of characters whose lives changed because they read that book. I think. I haven't seen it. Sam, you saw Leave No Trace today, too.
I did.
You didn't like it as much as Erica.
No, I did. I enjoyed it, but I just said I wish... It left me wanting more. I didn't feel like the Ben Foster's PTSD thing, they really didn't get into it much, and I felt like that was a deeper well that they could have explored.
Deeper lake?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, lake, anything that has depth to it.
All right.
That they could have explored more.
Yeah, well, I don't know if Erica's spending any time saving wells, but...
Caves? Are we playing a new game? Things that are deep. Caves.
You have to start with wells before you get upgraded to lakes.
Ryan Gosling's eyes.
Oh, my God. So deep.
How long is this Mission Impossible Fallout, Jeff? Is it another too long one?
Time does not exist while watching this Mission Impossible movie. It is like being on a roller coaster. I saw it the second time I saw it with my mom because I was like, this is too good a movie for her to not see. I caught her up on the franchise on the drive to the theater. I told her about the first five real quick. And then we saw Fallout. And the whole time she was like, are these those rumble seats? They weren't. That's just how good that movie is. The whole time she's moving. Yeah, it's fucking, oh my God. It's like a roller coaster, but for 2.5 hours and you can have candy and be as high as you want.
Did you legitimately catch her up on the first five movies on the drive to the theater?
Yeah. I mean...
Can I have 10 seconds of what that sounded like?
Ethan Hunt. Right?
That already sounds like the punchline of a dirty joke.
That's the first 10 seconds, Sam. You didn't give me enough. I can't talk fast just because you arbitrarily set a 10-second time.
I don't want to take up
the first.
But didn't you just say to her five times in a row, he thinks he's working for somebody, but then they double-cross him, and then somebody pulls their face off, and then he runs or hangs off a building, and then there's another one? I mean, they're all just nonsense.
No, basically, I told her about when everybody that was going to be a Fallout, like when they showed up, like in the series. So because the whole time she was.
Oh, you're like that guy's been in the movie since the third one, or that guy's been since the beginning, like Ving Rhames.
Yeah. So she can get like that was it, just so she would know who these people.
I don't think that would have helped at all, probably, but.
Sounds like you guys worked it out.
Man, I know that my mom is going to spend the whole movie going, who's that? And I'm like, I mean, I'm watching the same movie as you. I had to say that. We watched The Spy Who Dumped Me, like an early release, and she leans over 10 minutes in and goes, who's that? It's like, I got here when you did. What are you talking about? I don't fucking know who that is yet. I imagine the movie will tell us.
Well, tell us about that movie.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Yeah?
Yeah, I loved it.
Kate McKinnon.
Yeah. Kate McKinnon is so funny. And Mila Kunis is very funny.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's also good. I mean, it's no Mission Impossible Fallout, but it's not its fault. Like,
I know that the last movie that Sam saw was Jane Fonda in Five Acts, because we just watched that together.
That's true.
That's pretty good, eh?
It was very entertaining. There was a lot I did not know about Ms. Fonda that I am quite fond of. I'll see myself out. It was really good. And that'll be on HBO in like 2 or 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, so it's the HBO documentary films or whatever. And over 2 hours long of just chronicling her whole life. And she's done a lot of stuff.
She's lived a very active life. She's been very busy for the last some odd 6 decades.
I was a little sad. We had to leave, right? You know, but still had a few minutes left to go to get over here to do this show. And I was sad because I want to know if she lives or dies.
the movie.
I'm okay not knowing.
That'd be a crazy twist ending because she was here today. All right. This is a part of the show. Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin! Erica, Jeff, and Sam are all going to pick one each, a name tag, who they'd like to play on behalf of tonight. And Sam went right for the one that has his face on it 5 times. And while they do that, we're going to go to a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Today's show is brought to you in part by the Happy Time Murders. You know the world of Jim Henson, but now, thanks to Brian Henson, his son, and the director of The Muppets Christmas Carol and Muppets Treasure Island, you can discover what happens on the other side of the street in the most outrageous R-rated comedy of the summer. The Happy Time Murders, starring Melissa McCarthy, is a foul-mouthed detective in a world where puppets and humans coexist in a very adult, sometimes shocking, and ultimately hilarious way. These puppets are no Sesame, all street. In Happy Time Murders, Detective Connie Edwards, played by Melissa McCarthy, teams up with her puppet partner, Phil Phillips, and goes into the seedy underbelly of Los Angeles to find out who's behind a series of puppet murders. The Happy Time Murders is unapologetically outrageous and co-stars comedy all-stars Maya Rudolph, Elizabeth Banks, and Joel McHale. This movie answers the question, how do adult puppets act when kids aren't around? The trailer debuted in front of Deadpool 2 and surprised and amazed audiences around the country. The Happy Time Murders in theaters August 24th. Hey friends, listen up. Esports' most exciting game, Rocket League, is a sports action hit that combines driving and soccer for all the physics-based gameplay you can handle. More than 48 million players have already competed with online friends in Rocket League, and you should be next. Customize your car with hundreds of trillions of possible combinations and play with fans of all ages with groundbreaking cross-platform play on most video game systems. If you prefer to play with friends or family nearby, you can do that too with Rocket League's super fun 4-player split screen feature. You can even play by yourself with an engaging season mode that offers multiple difficulties and team sizes. Rocket League has been nominated for more than 150 awards and it starts at just $20, so it's a no-brainer to pick it up. Learn more at RocketLeague.com and download Rocket League today on Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Steam PC. Rated E for everyone. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back. See, that part wasn't even in the show, Jeff. great job, everybody. Lots of great name tags were chosen. Let's start with Erica. Who are you playing on behalf of tonight?
I'm playing for Lydia, or Lydia Shop of Horrors.
Oh, that's cute. Nice.
Very well done.
That you picked it because it's a colorful poster?
And I like the movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, okay. Let's go to Sam. Who are you playing for, Sam?
I am playing for Marianne Annihilation.
Marianne Annihilation. And your face is all over that thing.
Yeah, she put my face on the body of every single female character in the movie. And also, Doug, your face is in the upper corner here.
Yeah, just in the clouds.
Just ominously looking over everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming in to annihilate everything.
Yeah. Every time I look at Natalie Portman, I'm like, how did I not get that part? And this explains why.
Terrific.
She's just better at being a girl than I am.
I saved the best for last. Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Cole's the Blanca. I think it's...
And why did you pick that?
Well, coleslaw is my favorite food. And Blanca is my favorite Street Fighter character. So I was like, this guy's just right. This guy just wants to be friends. So, Cole's the Blanca.
Now it makes sense why... I wondered why you were eating at Slaw and Order so often.
Slaw and Order.
And because you love coleslaw. Okay.
They do this. They go, ding, ding. Order up. Right? It's great. Like, we all play. Like, oh, nice. Is that me?
The legal justice system allows the eating of as much coleslaw as you want.
There's never just one waiter.
These are the stories of people who like coleslaw.
Every server is two beleaguered old servers, just like, oh, it's me and my partner. What's going on? Tell us why you came in here today. Do you always wear these shoes? Right, they're detectives. Anyway,
I swear if I did Doug Loves TV, you'd come on and talk about movies.
I forgot what.
But good luck, Cole. Good luck to everybody. I feel like this is going to be oh, look at these fresh waters. Thank you so much. Ooh, they got ice in them, too. No, Jeff doesn't need one. I wanted that one. Yeah, I'm sorry you don't have tables to put them on, but, you know, we'll think of that in time for next year's show. What's happening? Are you really giving that to me?
Yeah, you can have it.
Oh, this is like the gift of the Magi.
What do you mean? Is that going to
kill what me? Are you giving him?
Mine with the no ice in it.
Ah!
Wait, and the gift of the... I thought they both got fucked in the gift of the Magi.
Yeah.
This is just a gift where only one of them gets fucked.
Well...
This is like half a monkey paw.
Oh, yuck. This has vodka in it. Not really. Let's play some games, you guys. Starting with something called Purple Rain Man. In this game, it's a movie mashup title. First person on the stage to correctly tell me the mashup title. It's two titles mashed together. I'll tell you the stars of these mashup movies. And you know how this works, right, Erica? Okay. You have your microphone like you're not even going to participate? I'll just sit this one out. You got to be fast. These guys, look at how ready they are.
I don't know. I'm pretty tired today, Doug. I watched a lot of movies.
Oh, my God. You shrugging got a bigger laugh than lots of other things we've said. All right, here we go. The listeners are going to be like, what was so funny? This movie, third build in this movie, are Patrick Fugit and someone named Shane Broly. Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't imagine anyone will get it from that.
What?
Oh, Sam's got some ideas.
He's got such a limited filmography.
Use your microphone voice. You're going with Fugit's limited.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much Shane Broly's been in.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I can't come up with a second one, so keep going.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to give away too much.
You wouldn't be giving away anything, I promise you. I just gave something away.
Okay.
John Leguizamo and Scott Speedman.
Well, it's not Almost Famous, I'll tell you that much.
Right? Because Johnny Legs was not in Almost Famous.
No, sir. And it wouldn't have surprised me to find out that, like, Crudup and Hudson were billed first and second in Almost Famous.
Is it the White Oleander tapes? Anderson tapes? White Oleanderson tapes? Is there a movie called The Anderson Tapes?
There is, in fact, a movie called The Anderson Tapes, but it was made
years.
It was made before Scott Speedman was born. But here's your third and top billed person in these two movie mashups. This is a tough one, so if you do know it in the audience, please stay quiet about it. Jason Schwartzman and Kate Beckinsale. And I've got a backup game ready to go if no one has the answer, because this is a tough one. It was submitted to me on Twitter. Somebody on Twitter suggested this. I was like, oh, that's going to be tough. Let's see if Jeff can get it. Let's see if he's got enough beard to work this out.
I just got it trimmed up, man. A week ago, I would have had enough beard to get this for sure. But now I can only get one of the titles.
Sam, anything?
I got nothing, Doug.
Erica?
What was that first name again?
Patrick Fugit?
No, the Schwartzman.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, top build is Schwartzman.
Schwartzman and Beckinsale.
Yeah. Anything, Jeff?
No, is the Beckinsale movie Whiteout?
No.
Yeah.
This was tough. I'm sorry. Apologize for how tough this was. Spunderworld.
Huh.
Spunderworld.
Spunderworld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a movie called Spun with Fugit and Legs and Schwartzman, and then a movie called Underworld, which is more known, but I don't know this Shane Broly guy, but I don't know if he was a vampire or a wolf.
I'm surprised that Bill Nighy doesn't get a top three in Underworld.
Yeah, me too. I didn't know he was in it, but sure. I mean, our friend of the show, Michael Sheen.
Oh, sure.
Is a fourth build, according to IMDb. All right, we got to play a different game because that didn't work out. And fortunately, we have the power of editing at our disposal. No, we won't cut that out. But let's play Live, Die, Repeat. I'm going to say the title of a movie. First one of you to repeat it back correctly wins.
I got to take my stand.
The full title. You have to get the full title.
Oh, son of
absolutely correct.
Bitch.
Here we go. Man, Dog, 2.
The Wrath of the Litter. Man, Dog, 2, The Wrath of the Litter.
That is correct.
Dog Man 2. Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Litter.
Oh, did I say it wrong?
Yes, you did.
I called it Man Dog.
Yeah. It's called Dog Man 2, The Wrath of the Litter. Not Man Dog. Man Dog is ridiculous.
All right. Jeff is our winner.
You did not say it correctly. That's part of it. You have to say the title correctly first.
What's that?
You have to say it first correctly?
Yeah, I never did, but then Jeff did.
Yeah, but that's like you saying...
He's the first one to say it correctly. I said it wrong.
That's not how this game is
the first person to say it correctly.
Fine. That's fine.
It's not worth fighting over because he only gets to go first in the next game, and I'm so excited about this next game. We'll start with Jeff, then we'll go to Erica, and Sam will get the third shot at this. It's a brand new game I came up with that's just like another game we played recently. You guys loved when we played... Now I'm trying to remember what it was called. You love Dumelefant. You couldn't get enough of Dermot McDermott. You were blown away by Plumbersley. Tonight, we're going to play Fonda Footage. Fonda Footage. Jane Fonda is right here at Traverse City as I speak. Thank you guys for coming to this instead of going to see her. And we're gonna start with Jeff. I'll name a movie. You tell me if it features Jane Fonda, Peter Fonda, or Henry Fonda. Yeah, if you miss, Jeff, then Erica gets to go. And if she misses, the third person should get it right unless they're dumb.
No pressure.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Uh-huh.
That's part of what I love about this game. All right, you got it, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one, Jane, Peter, or Henry, was in a movie called Tall Story?
Henry Fonda.
No. Erica.
Peter Fonda.
No. Sam?
What are my options again?
Bridget Fonda or Jane Fonda?
I want to say Bridget, even though I know that was not one of the given options. So I'll go with Jane Fonda.
That is correct. It's Jane Fonda.
Oh, God. It feels so good to back into a correct answer.
All right, Sam, you're on the board with 1 point. We start again with Jeff. Jeff, Peter, Henry, or Jane, Walk on the Wild Side.
Jane Fonda.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Jeff and Sam each have one. Here we go to Erica. Which one was in The Game Is Over?
Peter Fonda.
No. Sam.
Jane Fonda.
That's correct. Sam has two, Jeff has one. Eric is always great to have on the show.
I have no hope against these two.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. who got that last point?
I got it.
Sam.
Okay, so we'll start with Jeff again. Jeff, which one was in Hurry Sundown?
Oh, that's gotta be Henry Fonda.
No. Erica.
Jane Fonda.
That is correct. Erica is on the board. Right. Two for Sam, one for Jeff, one for Erica. Sam, you get to go first. Which one was in a movie called Spirits of the Dead?
Seems like a tough one, but I'm going to say Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda is correct.
Yeah.
Jeff, who is in a movie called Rollover?
Say Bridget.
That for sure.
Say Bridget.
Is Henry Fonda.
No. Erica.
Jane Fonda.
Jane is correct. It's Jane Fonda. All right, so how many points do each of you have? Sam has two. Eric has two. Jeff has one. Okay, Jeff, you're out. We're starting with Sam, okay, and then going to Erica. This is the tiebreaker.
Okay.
But Jeff, get ready to steal. All right, Sam?
Yep.
Peter, Henry, Jane, Tammy and the Doctor.
Jane Fonda.
Incorrect. Erica.
Peter Fonda.
That is correct. Erica is our winner.
I knew I should have said Danny Elfman. He's married to Bridget Fonda. So. That's too deep. Too deep. This well was too deep.
Sorry.
No,
got,
I am.
I got an interesting text while whatever you were saying was going on.
What could be more interesting?
Oh, I wish Danny I could Elfman share it. Reveal. I wish I could share it, but you know, test results are mine and mine to keep.
All right, that's fair.
It's a text from Danny.
I did really well on my SATs. I take them every year for fun. So.
So, can you do that? Can you take the SATs as a grown-up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into my own movies, but the film Super High Me, I take the SATs high and not high, and I did better when I was high. Because you know what? When I wasn't high, I didn't try. I rigged the system.
Was that a Dr. Seuss book?
When I was high, I didn't try?
Yeah.
Wanted to go to the sky, but then I thought, why? All right, so who won that? Oh, Erica won that. So she gets to go first in Last Man Stanton. Yeah. It's really sweeping the nation, this one, this game. People love it. We're going to get the name of an actor or actress. You each get to take turns naming movies that that person has been in. If you can't think of one, then you're out. And we each of you has one lifeline. Sam can go to
Marianne,
and Jeff can go to Cole.
Coleslaw over there. Coleslaw. Coleslaw, just wave.
You could have called. You could have done a name tag that said "Cold Gringo," starring Jane Fonda. And then Erica
Lydia
is playing for Lydia, and so Lydia is her lifeline. And I like to play along in this game because it's fun. And I don't know what name we're going to use. So we get to go to the audience. I pre-selected somebody on Twitter who guaranteed me, was like, you're not going to believe who we got for you, what name I've got for you. He says that he thinks it's never been used on the show before. I'll be surprised if that's true. Where is Johnny 10451?
That's me, Doug.
I'm glad that you waited for all five of those numbers on the off chance that there's a Johnny 10453 in the house.
That's a guy over there.
How's it going, Johnny?
Well, I'm not on the stage. But
oh, you were one of the guys that almost got up here. Holy shit, you are a fan of the show.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, that worked out pretty good, because if you were sitting up here, that'd be cheating.
Not when you hear my name.
Oh, it's a bad one?
Jane Fonda.
Are you serious?
That was the one. I didn't know you were.
I fucking love it. Because now they have to try to remember all those titles I was just saying. That's perfect. You're my hero. Yeah, great job, Johnny. Yeah, I don't think we've used her name on the show before. Okay, so, I mean, we know she wasn't in Tammy and the Doctor. So that... that narrows it down a little bit. Now, okay, so I got to recuse myself from this game because they're all written down. I've got, or actually, I'll just use the ones I wrote down here every time it comes to me. All right. If you guys beat me to them, then great. But otherwise, it's extra tough for you. Let's start with Erica and go to Jeff and then Sam and then me. What do you got there, Erica?
Monster-in-law.
Okay. You don't remember any of the ones I said?
Once I figured out the game, I stopped listening to the titles.
All right. Can you name all of the lakes that you're trying to help?
Yes.
Okay. That's the important thing. Monster-in-Law you went with. Okay, great. That was Jane Fonda returned to acting with that movie, I learned today. She was married to Ted Turner and living on a ranch. And she was like, I want more out of life. And then she went and made Monster-in-Law. Jeff. What's the matter?
I don't remember any of the titles.
I'm so excited.
The whole time that you were like, we're going to get a name, I was like, as long as it's not Jane Fonda. Like, I'll be all right if it's not Jane Fonda.
And then that fucking guy.
I was like, oh, here's what'll be embarrassing. Why don't you all say how much you weigh? Or wait, I mean, Jane Fonda, right? What a dick. Anyway, 9 to 5.
It's playing right now on the big screen out in the park here at the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It is cool. I'll go with Coming Home.
Coming Home, yes, of course. It's one of the
Academy Award winning.
She won one of her two Oscars for that one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with a movie called Tall Story.
That was the one I came closest to remembering.
Yeah, I was going like Same. Big Story or something. I couldn't remember.
Okay, Erica.
I think I have to go to my lifeline already.
Okay, let's go to Lydia. Where's Lydia at? Oh, she says Barbarella.
Barbarella.
You're going with Barbarella. Good call, because that is correct. Barbarella. Jeff.
Book Club.
See. There's a whole team of people working over there for Jeff. That doesn't make me feel good at all.
Oh, man. Did you read that book, Movie Club?
I read the book, the novelization of the movie Book Club.
Yeah?
I mean, I beat off to that, but just the cover.
All right, Sammy.
Clute.
Oh, yeah, Clute. Oh, wait, you did just watch a documentary.
That's exactly right. I just watched a documentary about her and all her films. Although I did know Clute and Coming Home.
Sure, of course. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
I'm not accusing you of saying something you just saw. I just am doing that.
Sorry.
I'm going to go with Walk on the Wild Side. Now we're back to Erica. She doesn't seem confident.
Was that documentary called Five Fondas?
Oh, I like this. I like what we're doing here. Let me try to help you out. What's her full name?
Jane Fonda.
Uh-huh. And
five lives.
How many
Jane
chapters
Fonda?
Do you think she's had in her life?
Five.
Yeah, five what?
Lives.
It's true. Each of her husbands, first her dad, and then her husbands all murdered her. Like a cat, she just kept coming back. Oh, I just thought of another one of her movies. It's not on here. But anyway, Jane Fonda, blank, 5X.
Jane Fonda five times. It's fine, I'm out.
You know what? I'm going to try to lobby. The movie's not out yet. HBO has time to change it. I think they should call it Jane Five Lives.
Is it times?
I think that's a good nickname for her. Hey, what's up, Five Lives? Working on number six. Thank you, Erica. Good answer, Jeff.
Steel Magnolias.
And I do really recommend Jane Fonda and 5X. And I don't recommend Steel Magnolias if you're going to be looking for Jane Fonda. Because she's not in it. Do you want to go to your lifeline, Jeff?
Yeah, isn't that what I said? I thought I said lifeline.
Yeah, I thought... What did I don't know why I heard Steel and Magnolias, but let's go to your lifeline.
A whole trio of young men trying to come up with a Jane Fonda.
Yeah, they're all trying to figure it out over there in the slaw section. What is it? Oh, you're fucked, dude. That whole row doesn't have an answer for you. I mean, it makes sense that Jane Fonda fans are over here watching me while she's getting an award or something.
She's in Freebie and the Bean, that movie with Alan Arkin and Ruben Blades.
Listen, I'm trying to give the corrections department the summer off, so I'd appreciate it if you don't give me fake answers like that.
All right, Jane Fonda, A Life in Five Acts.
Well, she just said that.
I don't think she did. Play it back. I'm out. Clute is the only one I've seen.
Wait a minute. That can't be true. We'll find out later. It's got to be. That'll be a fun game. When this game's over, we'll play the name Jane Fonda movies Jeff's seen, but he doesn't think he has. But Sam, what do you have?
They shoot horses, don't they?
Yes.
They do.
You hear that, Jeff?
Never seen it.
Strong movie. Interesting that in the Jane Fonda documentary, they just show the final scene of the movie.
I thought that was kind of fucked up.
It's a very shocking scene not what you expect in the middle of the Jane Fonda documentary. Yeah.
I thought they were showing the scene right before, and I was like, oh, this is a good scene to show. Kind of leads people. And then they show the fucked up scene. I'm not going to spoil it in case you haven't seen the movie, but they show that scene in this doc. It's very unsettling.
Some people haven't seen it because they've been busy since the 70s.
I know.
Did they shoot the horse? I mean,
well, they do, don't they?
Don't they?
I mean, they're giving it away right there in the title.
The title ends with a question mark.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just like Citizen Kane dies, doesn't he?
And who's Harry Crumb? I don't get it. I'm the guy, like, I don't get the bit. It's like...
All right, so I'm going to say, I'm going to go with Hurry Sundown.
Fuck.
Jeff?
No, I'm out.
Sam?
Lifeline.
Oh, yeah. I think it was her turn. What? No, she's out. I mean, if you want her back in. Erica, anything else?
Can we name other Fondas movies?
Yeah, only if it's Tammy and the Doctor.
I have another one.
You do? Which, can I guess? Which Fonda is it?
I think it's Henry.
12 Angry Men?
No.
The Oxbow Incident?
No.
On Golden Pond?
Yes.
Really? She's in that.
Oh, she is.
That was my next movie, by the way.
Oh, I'm going to have an apple treat after that one.
I told you I was going to get nervous.
Yeah, they were, they played father and daughter on screen, and their relationship was fairly similar to their relationship in real life, and it was an interesting part of the documentary tonight. So, okay, Erica's still in. Sam?
The limey.
Oh, yeah, thanks. The China Syndrome.
Yeah, China Syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah, 1979.
I had that for a weekend.
After eating at that $1 okay Chinese food in the strip mall, I told you not to do that.
Yep, it happens.
Okay.
I'm going to go off the paper.
Great.
Yeah, I'm excited about knowing Jane Fonda movies.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say...
Was him turning?
Do we say Old Gringo yet?
No.
I am saying it.
Okay.
Erica?
I'm really out this time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easy Rider.
Oh, you're switching over to Peter?
I did for the limey. I've already switched to Peter.
I was doing I was playing at a comedy festival, or it was more like a TV show, but I did a thing in Australia, and I was there in the same hotel with a bunch of other comics, you know, and a couple of us were in the elevator, and Peter Fonda was in the elevator, because he was in town shooting Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage, and we were like, I was all like, oh shit, Peter Fonda, and he was like, yeah. Yeah, what are you guys doing? And we're like, nothing. We're just going to our rooms. We're in a hotel elevator. And he's like, you want to come over? And we went to his room, and he had a bunch of like people there, like I assume friends or crew members or something. And he sat there and played songs for us on his guitar, and we smoked weed. And then we said, you know, no numbers were exchanged. We were like, nice to meet you. Good night. Huh. And I never
saw
him
again. Easy rider situation, man.
Wow.
Well, I mean, nobody died.
Up until the end. More like when they were on the commune.
They shoot Easy Riders, don't they?
They do.
You're in the elevator. What are you doing? Oh, I'm just in the country making a movie about a ghost on a motorcycle.
You know what? I don't even think we talked about that. I mean, it was really, it was interesting.
I can't imagine he wouldn't bring it up.
Just an interesting way that dude lives his life. Just, you know, inviting people from an elevator to come to his room. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's not too guarded.
Yeah.
I mean, they did search our bags when we walked in.
Oh, well. Can't be too safe.
Whose turn is it?
It's just me and you and me.
What do you mean, technically, it's just you? You're going head-to-head with Erica right now. She's got a chance to take this.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Georgia rule.
Oh, a murmur goes through the crowd. Everyone forgot about Georgia rule. Is that the one with Lindsay Lohan? No one knows. It is an unknowable fact.
Here's one they didn't mention in the movie, the documentary, and I was, you know, not bummed, but I, you know, was wanting to hear a little bit about it because it was one of her other pairings with Robert Redford, The Electric Horseman.
Oh.
Huh.
Was she
Erica?
Forrest Gump? She seems like
no, she's not in Forrest Gump, and you're not playing anymore. It's just for tonight, Jeff. You can play it next time you're on.
Oh, I just, like, it seemed like a perfect thing for him to be like, you should teach everyone to exercise. Like, that's kind of what he did through the whole 60s, was be like, hey.
You're still talking about Forrest Gump?
Not anymore.
Erica?
Still out.
Okay. That's cool. You got one more, Sam?
I'd have to think for a long time. I'm tapped.
All right. Sam Levine's our winner, everybody.
Oh, thank you.
Apologize to the listeners if I was chewing into the microphone, but if you like that sort of thing, check out Dining with Doug and Karen. A food podcast. It's almost exclusively chewing into microphones. And since Sam was our winner, where's the prize bag going?
Right there, front row.
Right there, front row. Here we go. Congratulations. It's heavy, and there's a bottle of sparkling wine or something in there, so be careful with it and enjoy it and cherish it always.
I expect you to tweet or Instagram a picture of both of those copies of Dogman 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Full title, Sam.
Full title.
The Wrath of the Litter,
Sam. The Wrath of the Litter.
Dogman 2, The Wrath of the Litter.
Wrath or Wraith?
Wrath, it's Wrath.
Ooh, I thought of a good mashup for Purple Rain Man. Dogma and 2. The Wrath of the Litter. Yeah.
I love that movie. Man 2.
All right, so the consolation prize tonight for the name tags that were chosen and the people that chose them didn't win. Normally there'd be a shithead written on the back for me to say at the end of the show. So where's Lydia? Where's Lydia at? Why didn't you write one on there? Are you just all good with everybody? You don't have anything you want me to call a shithead? Okay. And and coleslaw, my new friend, you didn't put one on yours either. Who do you want me to call a shithead at the end of the show? He's looking around. Don't say you're stumped again. This could be anything. Okay. Wow, who would have... You know, you had to assume he's going to have a creative answer after that name tag. The guy is just oozing creativity.
Found that like name tag on the internet. Enough,
yeah. Erica, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Just the Great Lakes.
Yeah? Like, do you sell hats to say make the lakes great again? Keep the lakes great again. Right?
Just keep the lakes great.
Keep the lakes great. Okay, that would be a fun, you should do that, a fun parody hat for around the office.
Keep the Great Lakes great. Right, that's better. It's got the word great twice.
I have a question for you, but you're enjoying that Coca-Cola.
Maybe start a thing if Donald Trump stays the president, we can call them the greatest lakes. Because they were the guys. Look, like it's a terrible idea because it's his. That's the thing. I'll see myself out.
We're almost done. Just stay.
We have the greatest lakes. I bet you he thinks the name of those lakes is the greatest lakes.
I bet you he doesn't think.
Okay. You got anything to plug, Jeff?
Yes, I'm making hats called Keep the Great Lakes Great. And whatever, if your company needs a slogan, fucking hit me up on Twitter. I'll solve that shit for you immediately. I have a podcast called Altered Tates with my brother. It is recorded live at Bogart's in Cincinnati. The next one is August 23rd. It's a Thursday night. We got so many good plans, so many big plans. I'm going to be in Hopkins, Minnesota next weekend, Saturday and Friday. That's
normal, how the weekend works.
This is how normal American teenagers talk. I'm a regular American teenager. Friday and Saturday. Thursday, I'm in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So just backtrack it all the way. Eau Claire, right there. There we go. And then, you know what? Just that August 23rd in Cincinnati at Bogart's. And then after that, I don't know.
I'm sure our paths will cross somewhere.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, including hopefully a couple more shows this week here in Traverse City.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that Petaluma Festival.
Oh, yeah, the Petaluma Petaluma. Yeah.
Go back a couple episodes. Dan Van Kirk gives all the details. I don't remember him.
Wow, that is a great plug. Go listen to this other show.
No, it's
search
another
for
episode
that plug.
Of this show. It's another episode of Doug Loves Movies.
Yeah, right? They already heard it weeks ago and forgot everything that happened. Sam?
I have some things coming up on the television that everyone can watch next Wednesday or whenever this drops. Wednesday, August 8th. On True TV at 10 p.m., Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits and Monsters. If you've been watching that show, good for you. If you haven't, please start. It's so good. It's an anthology series. It's funny and scary and excellent, and Bobcat's a genius. On August 23rd, on Crackle, which is Sony's streaming service, I have a new series called Rob Riggle's Ski Master Academy, which, in spite of its name, is not about winter sports, but jet skiing. It's very funny, and there are a lot of great people in it, and you should check that out. And, of course, Kevin Pollak's Chat Show podcast, which you can find wherever you find podcasts. That is all for now.
Sam Levine, signing off. I'm going to be in Tampa, Florida, doing stand-up at the Improv on August 15th, and definitely bring your name tags out for that one. Thank you, guys. Everyone that came out tonight and Traverse City and the Traverse City Film Festival, I always have a great time when I'm here, and I get to see lots of great movies. Let's have one more round of applause for all of my guests, Sam Levine, Jeff Tate, and Erica Jensen, Queen of the Great Lakes. And we'll see you guys Friday night for the Benson Movie Interruption, if you'd like to stay up late, or Saturday afternoon. Did Jeff just throw a guitar pick into the crowd?
Yeah!
Oh my God. Yeah, you can do one more if you want to do one more. Tate. This lady is not having it. She's like, fuck that Tate chant. I am out. She's actually driving me back to the hotel. As always, Sam's just chilling. Have you played HQ yet, Sam?
Yeah. We talked about this last night, yeah.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, they turned your mic off, right?
No, now. I had to push it.
Thing. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, HQ is this really fun trivia thing that they gave me a shout out last night. I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Last night? Yeah. Anyway, download it if you guys want. HQ. If you don't have enough trivia after listening to my show. As always, Donald Trump is a shithead. And Dog Man, thanks, Sam. I got it. Dog Man 2, Wrath of the Litter, is a shithead!
Thanks once again to the Happy Time Murders, the new unapologetically outrageous film set in a world where puppets and humans coexist in a sometimes shocking and ultimately hilarious way. These puppets are no sesame, all street. Follow Connie Edwards, a foul-mouthed detective played by Melissa McCarthy, as she teams up with her puppet partner Phil Phillips and goes into the seedy underbelly of Los Angeles to find out who's behind a series of puppet murders. Co-stars include comedy all-stars Maya Rudolph, Elizabeth Banks, and Joel McHale. The Happy Time Murders, in theaters August 24th.
Bye-bye.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.